Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Help! I suck at dating. With Dean Unglert and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to Thursday's special caller edition of Help, I Suck at Dating. I don't know if I'm going to keep calling it the special caller edition because this has become quite a staple for the Help, I Suck at Dating franchise as of late. If you haven't listened to last Sunday's episode, we have Deandra Kanu.
Yeah, right.
Nice. Deandra Kanu's on the episode with us. Be sure to go back and listen to that. Turn this episode off. Go back, listen to that episode, and then come back and listen to this episode for the callers that are going to call in. Deandra has joined us once again. Deandra, thank you for joining us.
Hi.
I've got a question for you. In last Sunday's episode, Jared kept calling you Deandra, but it's Deandra.
It's Deandra. And honestly, so many people do Deandra, and I just let it slide because I'm like, I don't want to have to correct everyone, but it is Deandra.
Gotcha. And that doesn't bother you at all that someone would say Deandra? Because it's basically the same thing, I guess.
Well, it doesn't bother me, but I do correct them. Like at some point I will correct somebody, but I'm like, I just have to wait for them to, you know, chill it out. But Deandra Kanu.
Kanu. What's your middle name?
Nkiruka.
Say it again.
Nkiruka. It's Nigerian. I'm Igbo.
Oh, that's awesome.
You're like,
I'm gonna not try to pronounce that one. Sorry, yeah, I'm gonna mess that up. Caitlin does the same thing because most times people think her name is Caitlin.
Yeah.
And she like will let it slide the first couple times and then she's like, no, it's not my name.
Yeah. You just have to wait for them to like warm up a little bit and be like, hey, by the way, it's Deandra.
Yeah. And my biggest fear is like, oh, for instance, I was on a trip like 2 months ago and this girl was named Noemi, but everyone kept calling her Naomi. Mm-hmm. And I like walked up to her on the second day and I was like, what is your name? I cannot call you Naomi if your name is Noemi. And she's like, Oh, it's Noemi. And I was like, thank God I got that out of the way because like, I don't know. It's like, it's not like disrespectful, but it is. If someone was calling me by the wrong name consistently, I'd be like, listen, you got to start calling me by the right name.
But imagine someone calling you Deanne, like your name's Dean. And I think that I love when people are like, hey, what is your name? Can you just like make sure I'm pronouncing it right? I think that's so respectful. And I think it's like a beautiful thing because you have no shame. It means like, you're unapologetically like, hey, I want to make sure I'm not messing this up.
Definitely something I've learned in older age is just like, just be straightforward with it. And like, cause it is out of respect. Like, I don't want to disrespect you by getting your name wrong consistently.
Exactly.
So I think that's a good thing. All right. So we're going to have our first caller call in. Her name is Macy. Let's see if we can get her in here. Jared is still in the bathroom. Hi, Macy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We are good. Thank you for joining us. What's going on?
So my boyfriend won't give me a key to his house, even though I live there. And like, so when I have to run out to get errands, you know, or to work or to, you know, do anything. I have to sit outside until he comes home. So I'm just like wondering, like, am I asking too much?
How long have y'all been dating?
For long enough for me to have a key. Like, if you're going to let me move in, you know what I mean? If you're going to let me move in, I should have a key.
You guys live there.
If you live there, you should have a key. That's basic, I think.
Right. That's not too much to ask for. Is it because you have to pay for a key?
Well, I'm not sure. He just, you know, he just won't give me the key. Every time I ask, he kind of, you know, changes the subject or say, oh, you'll get one, you know, in due time. But he never really, you know, I haven't gotten a key yet. And I'm just like, I'm having to sit outside. I don't know what to do.
Do you pay rent?
I do pay rent.
You need a key.
You gotta have a key. You need a key. Have a key.
Yeah, so I'm not really sure what to do about it, but he has yet to give me a key. And he thinks, you know, since he pays the most rent, then, yeah, you know.
I think this is what you do. You walk up to him and you say, listen here, little bitch. I need a key and I need it right now. Give me yours. I'm going to get a copy of it and I'll bring it back in 20 minutes. That's what I would do.
If I talk to him like that, you guys are going to try to get me kicked out the house.
I don't think you should talk to him like that, but I definitely think I would just sit him down and be like, hey, I love you. I live with you. It's really inconvenient for me to be able to like have to hit you up every single time I need to leave the house. Let's sit down and figure out this key situation, or we need to figure out our relationship. Like, let's be genuine. I think that there's nothing wrong with a genuine conversation and he should not get angry about that. But if he gets angry about that, that should be a red flag to you.
It's true.
Right. I think my boyfriend has control issues. I think that's one of the problems.
Yeah. I mean, that definitely sounds like that could be an underlying issue. But right, at the end of the day, bottom line is if you live somewhere, you need to have a key. Like what if he's gone and you're there by yourself? And then you leave and you want to lock the door when you leave, but then you need to come back really quick for something. It's like, you're a fish out of water at that point. You're kind of screwed. So it, beyond even just like the convenience of having a key, which you should have, there's like a safety factor that falls into it too. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of situations where it would be better off for you to have the key as like a safety thing too. So I think it goes without saying that you should get a key, but I do agree. Okay. Don't call him a little bitch, but you should clearly state, like DeAndre was saying, that you love him, you need a key for many, many reasons. Like there's like multiple reasons, but
just watch his reaction, because I think that's really important and I think it'll tell you a lot.
Yeah. Okay, thank you guys.
Yeah, good luck. Sorry. Hopefully you find that key. Jared, welcome back to the podcast. How was your bathroom break?
It was good. I lit a candle.
Oh, you did you go number two?
Was it fast?
Yeah, that was fast, but
I think it's slow.
I mean, it wasn't super fast, but for number two, it was very fast. All right, next up, we have podcast,
you know, clock's ticking.
Next up, we have Logan joining us. Logan, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for joining us. What's going on? How can we help you?
Well, basically, my girlfriend has a Finsta, and I just recently found it, but she doesn't want me to follow her, so she won't let me see it.
Interesting.
That's not that big of a deal though, because I feel like a Finsta is the equivalent of a close friends, and sometimes girls will post really embarrassing, like funny, insecure, you know, like it's basically like their diary. So I feel like that's not that big of a red flag. What do you guys think?
Yeah,
what's a Finsta?
You're showing your age here, Jared.
Is that a fake Instagram?
Right.
My initial reaction. Oh, okay. I know what a Finsta is. Why would anybody have a fake Instagram if are they just stalking people on it?
No, well, DeAndre just said sometimes girls use it as like a diary.
Right. Exactly. Like you post like funny things, or you post things that are like, you know, inappropriate that you wouldn't post on your page, or you post like embarrassing things. It's almost like a way for your close friends to see like the raw, uncut, real you that Instagram can't see.
Well, DeAndre, Logan, what does she post on her fake Insta?
Well, he doesn't know because she won't let him follow her.
Oh, shit, that's right.
I do appreciate DeAndre being here, because I would have been concerned about it, but DeAndre's perspective does make a lot of sense. For girls like to only follow their girlfriends, and like you said, DeAndre, kind of like post like an unedited version of their lives. So that makes sense to me. I could see that being a less non-issue for sure. It's news to me though. I mean, Caitlin might have a Finsta. If she does, she's really good at hiding it, but I guess with DeAndre's perspective, I really wouldn't be too worried about it at all.
Can you see her followers on her Finsta, or is it private?
It's all private.
And have you asked her, like, hey, like, what's on your Finsta? Because maybe she could just, like, briefly show you, and you're like, okay, I don't even need to follow you. Or is she like, no, you can't see anything?
Yeah, her reasoning is that I need to trust her. So I can't see anything, she can show me anything, and it's pretty...
Trust is earned. You should say, okay, I do trust you. Why can't you show me?
Right.
I don't get it. Yeah. What are you hiding?
I think that's a little bit of a red flag, though, because it's like, as much of embarrassing stuff as I've posted, like, on my close friends, if my boyfriend wanted to see it, I'd like, look really quickly, but don't stare too hard.
Yeah.
Briefly.
Right.
Yeah.
And by saying, like, you just need to trust me, kind of has the opposite effect, where it's like, well, I would have trusted you if you said anything else besides that. Because, yeah, like, if she was just like, yeah, I just post random goofy things for my friends that are close, then you'd be like, oh, okay, cool, I get it. But maybe the way she phrased it wasn't the best. But I don't know. DeAndre, what do you think he should do?
Well, I would ask, like, what kind of stuff are you posting on there? Have you asked her that already?
I haven't really asked her exactly what she's posting. I just asked her to see it, and she got really mad at me and then told me I need to trust her. Mm-hmm. But trust is earned. That's my whole point.
I don't know. The fact that she got mad, I don't think that would be my initial reaction. If my boyfriend was like, can I see your Finsta? It would be like embarrassing. Like, okay, I don't want you to see this. I posted a picture with my belly bloated. It's not cute. I'd hold the phone over here and be like, you know, just scroll through it. So I think just being weary, but I'd be like, hey, I don't need to follow you, but I would just love to know what kind of stuff you're posting on there, because it's making me feel like you're hiding something, even though you say you're not. Like, I would just be, you know, tell her how you feel versus you're doing something. Tell her how it makes you feel.
Yeah, nice. That's really good advice.
Yeah, I like that. I will. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, Logan. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
DeAndre, it sounds like you might have a Finsta.
Okay, I don't have a Finsta, but I have a close friends. And I had guys be like, can you add me to your close friends? And I'm like, no, because the stuff I post on there is so embarrassing. I would rather die.
Like, what do you post? What do you post on your Finsta, close friends?
I'll just post crazy stuff. Like, if I go on a date and it's horrible, like, I'll give, like, the uncut, you know, version of that. Or, you know, if I'm not looking cute one day, like, I'll purposely post, like, looking really ugly on my close friends. Things like that, or embarrassing stories. Or, like, if I'm feeling not happy one day, I'll, like, go into a rant about why I'm not happy. And those aren't really things that I'd want any man to see.
You know? I want to be on the close friends list. How do I get on that list?
Well, it takes a lot of trust. You got to have a lot of secrecy. You can't repeat what you say.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight. And honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions. Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
All right, next up we have Jenny joining us. Let's see if we can get her brought in here.
Hi. Okay. So my boyfriend and I have been together for a year, and, you know, I've gotten to know some of his family pretty well. And, you know, we're both young, we're 22, and this happened over the holidays, and I don't know, it surprised me. And I'm wondering if I'm just like naive or something. His family rented this like big house for Thanksgiving on a beach. And, you know, so we were all in and out of the house, like in beachwear and stuff. And I noticed that when I was wearing like my swimsuit, that some of his family was like taking some quick looks at me, you know? And I don't know, I didn't think it was that big of a deal because, you know, like, you know, a girl in a bikini is like noticeable, like around people, like it's fine. And especially like, cause I was like one of the only non like family member girls that was like there. But on Friday I heard, to my boyfriend's cousins joking about it in the kitchen. And, you know, I heard one of them saying that they hoped that she, meaning me, would, you know, be wearing that red bikini again tomorrow. And I was like, oh my God. So I went and I told my boyfriend, and he just laughed it off. And he was like, that's normal. Guys talk like that. They joke like that. It's like, whatever, you know, it's totally normal for them to make those kinds of comments about girlfriends and whatever. And so I was like, still kind of annoyed. And I was really annoyed that he like wasn't concerned about it, I guess. So I definitely wore that red bikini the next day, and I wore it literally all day through dinner, everything. Cause I was just like, oh, you want to see me in the red bikini? Fine. That's all you're going to see me in all day long. And I don't know. Now I'm wondering if I was like being like childish, or if, you know, like maybe I'm in the wrong here. I don't know.
No, I don't think you're in the wrong. It is an interesting situation, and thank you for sharing it with us, because guys, yeah, I hate the phrase guys will be guys. It's just like weird when it's your boyfriend's family talking about you, right? Like,
yeah.
And your boyfriend's not standing up for you to like kind of put it to bed. It's I don't know. That's a tricky one. What do you guys think, Jared and Deandra?
I feel like he's probably embarrassed, because if one of my guy, you know, if one of my girl cousins was, you know, talking about that about my boyfriend, I wouldn't want to confront them because it's my family. And that's so weird that they would even fix their mouth to speak about my spouse, like my partner. But he's probably just embarrassed and trying to make it seem like it's nothing because he wants to sweep it under the rug. But I think you did the right thing by just continuously being you. Wear the red bikini. This isn't the 1950s. You know, you can wear a bikini and be around people and they don't have to make inappropriate comments about you. I think he's just embarrassed and really just doesn't know what to do, because that's like such a weird situation when your own family is talking about your girlfriend.
Yeah, it is true too. It's like he probably doesn't want to be confrontational with his family members over something like that. But at the same time, like if that's something that you want for him to do, which it sounds like you're kind of, you do, you like maybe want him to, but you don't necessarily care that much about that. Like,
I guess I just wish tricky... that he would have like been more concerned that they yeah. like, you know, like been like, oh, that's kind of odd, or, you know, or even been like, you know, yeah, you look good. At least they were appreciating, you know, like, but he was just like, it's whatever. And I was like, it's not whatever.
Right. It's very strange when your family members sexualize your partner, right? Yeah. Like, that's kind of the underlying yeah. issue. It's like, why would you do that when it's my girlfriend? I'm trying to imagine in my head, like, what would happen if my brothers did the same thing to Kaylin? And it wouldn't ever happen. So it's like, I can't imagine how I would react, but I would probably kind of do the same thing, like laugh it off and kind of try to sweep it under the rug. But that might be like the not the best reaction, because you do want to have some sort of like defense for you. And like, right. you don't want your boyfriend's family to be like ogling you, right? Like, especially when you're out doing that. I don't know. That's tricky. Jared, you haven't weighed in on this. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm also with Dean. I can't imagine any of my friends doing this, but I could totally see like a, you know, weird uncle saying something creepy. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. So if that was the case, I would probably, and Ashley came up to me and said, hey, listen, that was kind of weird. I'd be like, I get it. He's harmless, but, you know, take it as a compliment. And then I'll talk to him. That's what I would say. And then I would go to him and be like, listen, like, thank you for saying that. I appreciate it. Like, I get it. That's why I married her. But, you know, just try not to say something weird around her. It makes her feel uncomfortable. And then I would hope that they would respond to that well. So I'd be confrontational, but in a very gentle way. That's how I would yeah. handle it. So I don't know. I can't really blame your boyfriend all that much, because it is a weird scenario where it is your family and like, they're just making weird remarks. So it's like, I'm going to of course defend you, but I also don't want to like make this a bigger thing than it actually is. Because then if he comes up confrontational, is he escalating the situation instead of de-escalating it? Would it just be better if he just didn't say anything and moved on? So I don't know. That's a toughie. It's more so I think just, I'd move past it, but I mean, I understand why you'd be like, hey, listen, come on. Now your family's making me feel uncomfortable. You should say something. So I see both sides of it.
I had a similar-ish situation a couple years ago. We rented out this big house in Palm Springs for one of my best friend's birthdays. And then one of my other best friends, we were all like partying and drunk and stuff. And one of my other best friends smacked Kaylin on the butt, like jokingly. And
oh, that's not
he like
okay.
thought it was... He thought it was hilarious, and everyone else was like kind of laughing, and Kaylin was like, that's not cool. And so I walked up to him, shoved him in the pool, and I said, you better never do that again. And it was kind of weird to like, it was like all a joke, obviously, but I think that there was a line that was crossed at some point. And then it's like, well, how do I respond appropriately? So that like, it's definitely a delicate situation, but the worst thing you can do, in my opinion, is not say how you feel about it, because mm-hmm. that's not going to hurt anyone. And like, that's going to only help fix the situation later on. But it is a uncomfortable situation to be in for sure.
I mean, as a woman, I feel Jenny on this, because it's like being sexualized in any way by someone who isn't your partner is so awkward, and it makes you feel uncomfortable. So I understand her not being uncomfortable around the cousins and like wanting your man to say something, but it's just such a weird situation because people should know better. And that's just really sad that they don't know better.
Yeah. Right. I agree. It's like it falls on the family members and like my friend in this case for being weird and doing and saying those things. Like, just don't say and do those things. Right. It's pretty simple and we won't be in the situation. But yeah, I think maybe just like say something, or I don't know, like, DeAndre, do you think it's a good idea to not say anything? And if it arises again, then bring it up, or kind of just like forget about it until that potentially happens again?
So since this one already passed and he already was like, okay, let's brush it off, if anything close to making you uncomfortable happens again with those same cousins, I would definitely be like, look, I let it slide the first time. I'm uncomfortable. I heard them talking like this. If this is like the conversation that's going to be amongst your family, I'm uncomfortable by this. I think you need to say something. So I definitely would give them one chance. Okay. But if anything close to weird happens, I would definitely say you need to say something because I'm uncomfortable now.
Yeah. I like that. Thank you.
Of course.
Yeah. Hopefully you get it figured out, Jenny. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jenny.
Bye, Jenny.
Bye.
Bye, Jenny. All right, well, that's going to do it for Thursday's special caller episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. Jared, thank you for joining us after your bathroom break. Deandra, as always,
anytime.
Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you. Hopefully it's not going to be 8 months until we see you again, because I think that's how long it's been since the last time we saw you. But you have great advice, and I think we could always use your sage wisdom on this podcast.
I'll be back anytime. Let me know. I'll hop on.
Nice. Thanks, we love to hear that. Thank you to the listeners out there. Like I said, if you haven't listened already, go back and listen to Sunday's episode where we get to talk to DeAndre a little bit more. And thank you for tuning in this week for Help I Suck at Dating. Be sure to tune in next where maybe we suck just a little bit less.
Follow Help I Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at two locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City and Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust, you don't want to miss it.
Love at First Sight still exists. It's available at your local shelter.
This June 7th to 9th, join the Pedigree Adoption Drive, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Pedigree knows that bringing a dog into your home not only opens their heart, it can open yours too.
Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more and see full terms and conditions.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.